here's a story from The World.
When the coronavirus first emerged, we were warned about some basic symptoms.
We were really looking out for the classic symptoms of respiratory viruses. We were looking for fever, cough, shortness of breath.
That's Dr. Andrew Chan, an epidemiologist here in Boston at Massachusetts General Hospital. As the virus spread, it became clear that the symptoms were way more complicated than what Dr. Chan just listed. Chan has been collaborating with colleagues in Europe to gather data on the full spectrum of symptoms. They created an app called Symptom Tracker to capture data from hundreds of thousands of participants in the U.S. and Europe, almost in real time. And the symptoms those patients report are surprising.
Well, they vary quite a bit. I think that's really been the lesson that we've learned. One example is loss of taste and smell, which is something that we identified very early on with the app. Probably upwards to 60% of people present with that symptom.
So loss of taste and smell, that's one thing. But what have you been learning about the main COVID-19 symptoms to look out for? And what are some of the more unusual ones?
Yeah, so the main symptoms appear to be loss of taste and smell and also fatigue. I think there's definitely a group of patients that present with very profound fatigue. And then finally, cough and then maybe fever. I think those are sort of the four primary symptoms that a lot of patients present with. But we are becoming more aware of more unusual symptoms that are also becoming important to look out for. That includes unusual skin rashes. We've seen increasingly unusual eye findings, for example, or other respiratory symptoms like chest tightness.
Did you say eye findings?
For example, red eyes or sort of a conjunctivitis or a pink eye, and even sort of tearing, a lot of tearing of the eyes. And sometimes that also coincides with neurologic symptoms like headaches.
I gather some of those skin rashes manifest as blisters on toes.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting also type of skin lesion that people are describing called COVID toes, which may reflect a later manifestation of COVID. So even after a few days of infection, or maybe even beyond that, when people have recovered from infection, there have been changes noted in people's lower extremities where their toes look a little bluish or discolored. And that could reflect, you know, not necessarily a direct effect of the virus, but may also reflect immune or vascular problems as a result of an infection. So that's also unusual symptoms that people are now looking out for.
So, Dr. Chan, we're half a year into this pandemic. Have you been able to zero in on long-term symptoms?
The last few months have also taught us that there's a substantial proportion of people, including about 10 to 15% of people on the app, who report lingering symptoms. These are, you know, chronic symptoms that do leave people sometimes, you know, quite debilitated.
As I said, Dr. Chan, you're tracking all of this through your Symptom Tracker app, crowdsourcing people's experiences in several countries, the U.S. versus the U.K., for example. Are you finding differences in symptoms based on location?
Overall, the symptoms that people are reporting do seem to be relatively consistent across the countries. We've been also interested not only in the symptoms, but also what are the risk factors. We've been, for example, collecting data from healthcare workers and have found some differences between the countries in terms of risk of, for example, getting infected with COVID-19 related to how much access they've had to personal protective equipment. Most recently, we found that healthcare workers of color, in particular, were at higher risk of developing COVID-19, not only compared to the general community, but also other healthcare workers that were white. So I think those are important and really disturbing trends that we're picking up in the data that I think have really started to raise people's level of concerns in the public health community.
Dr. Andy Chan of Mass General Hospital here in Boston and lead on the COVID symptom study. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.